Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 48. A chance for some rain and snow showers overnight, staying cloudy with a low around 25. More flurries early on Tuesday, then sunny with a high of 51, and clear skies over Tuesday night with a low around 30. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 57, and partly cloudy over Wednesday night with a low around 36. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Springtime's here, and the warmer weather is finally upon us, with many individuals getting prepared for their spring planting season in the fields, maybe your garden, or even just your lawn to make it nice and green. But with the preparation also means the purchase of fertilizer, which may be hard to find, or a dramatic increase in price.
Prices have been going up the last 3 years in a row now, and it's probably been 10 or 12 years since we had a big price increase in fertilizer. And with the price increases, we're not marking up the fertilizer at near the percentage that we did, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. Yeah, it's just too expensive. You just figure nobody will buy it.
That audio from KWCH News, it is a price increase that many consumers say that they are feeling in the wallet as they get ready for the spring season.
Now everybody is paying more for everything. And, you know, that's just, some of that's just life, but it's a little excessive. That is the reality.
Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Go try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
As the investigation is still ongoing after the explosion of a home that happened in Great Bend, Kansas last week that sent a man to the hospital, investigators say that they believe it was a gas leak that led to the explosion, as they are looking at the debris and damage from the surrounding buildings and structures as well.
Air gas across the street suffered damage. The motel suffered damage, and we have a crew inside the office of the hotel right now determining whether it's habitable or not.
That audio from Cake News. According to the Great Bend Police Department, they say the man was severely injured in the explosion and have not released any updates on his condition. In other news, the city of Dodge City Public Works Department said that they were notified last week that a water quality sample collected from the well number 3 back on March 14th showed a high level of nitrate above the maximum level that's allowed for community public water supplies. The city has responded saying they have turned off water well number 3 from water production, and the well will remain off until it's confirmed safe for further testing.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, this week kicks off Severe Weather Awareness Week in the state of Nebraska, as Governor Jim Pillen made the announcement last week, declaring the week of March 27th through the 31st at Severe Weather Awareness Week, where he asks everyone to follow up on their plans or create a plan in case of a scenario of severe weather.
What's our plan for our family in the event that we have severe weather? And maybe the other thing to remember is that we have lots of neighbors. This is the greatest place in the world to live, right? We have lots of people moving to Nebraska. When we have new neighbors, let's make sure, help our new neighbors, make sure that they understand what's going on here.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. He also announced that there would be a statewide tornado drill on March 29th at 10 a.m. The Awareness Week also brings recognition to children, with winning entries of third graders from statewide poster contests highlighting severe weather and ways to be safe. Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. National Weather Service spring storm spotter training for Marshall County will be Monday evening in Marysville at the Helvering Center, beginning at 7. Washington County, spring storm spotter training is April 10th. Last year, Kansas saw 56 tornadoes, with 5 in Marshall County, second highest in the state to Thomas County, home to Colby in northwest Kansas with 8. No other county saw more than 3 last year. The most destructive tornado in Marshall County was an F1 that tracked south out of Nebraska the evening of June 11th, resulting in substantial tree and power line damage and some structural damage as well from north of Marysville to the south of Blue Rapids. Again, spring storm spotter training Monday evening at 7 at the Helvering Center in Marysville is open to the public. Valley Heights USD 498 School Board at the March meeting accepted the retirement resignation of Melissa Kennedy effective July 1st. Mike Savage is serving as interim principal at Valley Heights Junior Senior High, as Michelle Palgren is no longer in that position. Savage will continue the post until the end of a school year or until further board action is taken. USD 498 board met in several executive sessions at recent meetings to discuss non-elected personnel. Marysville USD 364 School Board will allow students to participate in 2 sports this spring season in a trial effort. Those interested will be required to maintain a 3.5 GPA. If the probationary period is successful, the opportunity could be extended going forward. At this month's board meeting, snow dates were considered. May 19th will be a half day, with a teacher work day May 22nd. Resignations were accepted from Terry Kohorst, paraprofessional, and elementary teachers Paige Howard and Jessica Jordan. Approval was given to hire Kylie Kroger as district treasurer, Rachel Mazzavina, librarian, and elementary teachers Kelsey Donahue and Emily Ehrlich. The 1930s-era football stadium at Clay Center is being demolished as the school district relocates from Otto Unruh Field to a new location east of the junior-senior high school. The property was sold to a developer for $300,000 as concerns with age and deterioration were cited by officials. Another town hall information meeting regarding the Marshall County Jail Project is planned Thursday, March 30th in Blue Rapids at the Community Center beginning at 7 p.m. That was originally scheduled Tuesday, has been set for Thursday, March 30th, 7 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. At the recent public forum on the jail construction, Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson indicated that commissioners hope to absorb some of a 2.914 mill levy increase toward the project into the budget going forward.
Well, their direction has basically been, when I go to start punching in the budget numbers, is to be able to spread that 2.914 levy throughout the general fund without cutting services, because that is the main thing that people are expecting, and the services that you get from our county, no one wants to lose that. So we're hoping what we can do is take that levy and take that 2.914 mil and just even that out through the rest of the levy and cut any excess budget that anybody may have without cutting the services.
Also at that meeting, Marshall County Commissioner Keith Bramhall clarified status of construction of a new Marshall County Health Department building.
Okay, so the folks over here was asking me about the health department and whether those two, the health department and the jail, will compete for funds and stuff. Okay, we already have the money allocated for the health department. Okay, so the health department is going to be paid for by four different sets of funds. It'll be paid for, obviously, with insurance money from the old one, which is is a little over $1 million by $1.2 million total. That covers the cost, what they paid us for the old building, plus replacement cost of the stuff inside, desks, furniture, whatever, exam tables, anything that Cheryl needs in there. Cheryl's also done a great job of coming up, like I said before, with coming up with grant money. Probably a little over 200,000, I'm thinking right now, kind of throwing an odd number out there. And then we have over about $1.2 million in ARPA funds left to spend and allocate, and we can use as much of those funds as we need just kind of to finish out, you know. So we use the insurance money, the grant money, and then we just finish out. And so we're looking at maybe $500,000 or less of the ARPA funds. And then the rest of those ARPA funds we can use on other projects around town and the jail.
Gail A. Collins, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Collins. Fred W. Behrens, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Behrens. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today runs a casserole with muffin, three bean salad, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, Polish sausage, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, peas, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain and snow showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some flurries early on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s, and partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Warming up on Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. And a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Some showers and thunderstorms may continue early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 70s. And some showers early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. And sunshine throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35. And the record low, 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset this evening at 7:45. A chilly 19 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
The men's Final Four is set. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Creighton and San Diego State went down to the wire. The game was tied at 56 when Aztec senior guard Darian Trammell was fouled with 1 second left.
Trammell's second shot for the lead and possibly a trip to Houston. Right-handed shot, up and good, nothing but net.
The call on Westwood won. Trammell missed the first but knocked down the second, and San Diego State advances to its first ever Final Four, defeating Creighton 57-56. In the other Elite Eight matchup,
Paul, long three, no good, down 13 in the second half. The Hurricanes storm all the way back.
Our thanks to Westwood One. Miami shocked the lower-seeded Texas Longhorns 88-81. The matchups are set. 5-seed San Diego will play 9-seed Florida Atlantic Saturday, April 1st. UConn, a 4-seed, will tangle with 5th-seeded Miami also this coming Saturday. Women's Elite Eight action had 3-seed LSU dispatching Miami, a 9-seed 54-42, and 2-seed Iowa beat 5th-seeded Louisville 97-83. Caitlin Clark recorded a 41-12-10 triple-double in the Hawkeyes' win. Later today, 1-seed South Carolina tangles with 2-seed Maryland, and 1-seed Virginia Tech plays 3-seed Ohio State. NBA, Boston had no problem with San Antonio and a laugher.
Jalen goes the distance, switches to the left hand and scores. And the Celtics, who trailed this game by 8 early in the second, now lead by 30.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 41 points, and the Celtics routed the Spurs 137-93. Memphis made it 6 wins in a row, beating the Hawks 123-119. It was the Cavs 108, the Rockets 91. Patrick Beverley got revenge against the Lakers, the Bulls ending LA's winning streak at 3 in a 118-108 win. On the ice, 2 NHL heavyweights met in Carolina. Boston defeated Carolina 4-3 in a shootout. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Here's a get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's a Monday, so before we get going with today and this week, let's kind of recap what happened last week. Here's Kansas State University grain economist Dan O'Brien.
We've been in a pattern of, I'll kind of go commodity by commodity. Corn futures in the last week had fallen down to below 610 to about 608, have come back up to about 631. But we're really in a time frame when you look at kind of some weekly stats to where we just don't have a lot of volatility, where there's not a lot of worry about crop supply demand that's coming into the market. So that not really focusing much on Argentina shortfalls or even more reductions, because we're pretty confident apparently in the world market that the Brazilian corn crop will end up be just fine. That there's still some questions there. So you got the corn market having gone down to the lowest it had been since basically last July. But again, we're sitting here on the precipice in late March, getting into April of field work and suddenly starting to worry about the production side for corn. For soybeans, pretty similar situation. We'd seen that, well, if anything, the strong run that we'd seen in soybean futures where we'd gotten up to about $15.50, $14.19 and a half, that'd be on yesterday's closes. So that'd be for the May contract. So I guess still high prices, but to have lost over a dollar here of late sure makes folks wonder. And again, we don't see a lot of volatility in these markets, flatlining in terms of weekly variations since basically last October. And does raise the question, is there more risk in the market than that? Next WASDE reports will give us more information on both Brazil and Argentina.
And that's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Seeing potential for markets to begin favoring protein content in the wheat industry, producers may want to reconsider their production goals. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State wheat specialist Romulo Lilato offers insight on the demand for higher protein rather than yields in the wheat industry.
Historically in Kansas, the Kansas wheat grower has not been paid based on protein. Usually it has been bushels. How much production is out there, that's usually how much they are going to get paid. Now, it's not to say that there hasn't been here and there some specific protein markets in high yielding years, but historically it has been bushels. There was a lot of talk about protein premiums in 2016 and 2017 as well. Now, thinking back, those were two very high yielding years. What that tells me is that whenever there is yield potential based on weather, we don't have the fertility to keep up. And so most of the state ends up producing low protein wheat. So protein can be an indicator of whether we were near the maximum yield of that crop or those yielding conditions or not.
Lolato discusses the developing market and plant varieties for high-protein wheat.
It has been recent, right, something in the last 7 years or so that we started seeing scattered markets for protein showing up. And more recently here, I think we have more organized efforts to source for high-protein wheat, whether it is based on millers and bakers' wants and what they need, or even the new protein plants that are being developed in Kansas. In the areas of Russell with Pure Field Ingredients and Phillipsburg with Amber Wave. So those two protein plants, I heard something around 10% of the total wheat production in Kansas can be consumed by those two together or even more than that. For the Kansas wheat grower that usually half of the wheat is exported from Kansas, to have two plants that can actually use 10% or more of the wheat crop, that's huge. Now, they will have some specific conditions, for example, the wheat needing to be more than 12% protein, but the market will be there, and very likely there will be a premium for growers who are able to deliver that protein.
Lolato further discusses the demand and conditions for growing high-protein wheat.
A different initiative that has been going on for perhaps a little bit longer is actually some programs by wheat mills or even bakers who are actually able to pay growers not only for yields but for quality as well. That is maybe more of a niche opportunity, but that some growers are able to capitalize on it as well. So again, a huge demand for that high-protein wheat, which some years will have no problem finding it if the weather is not very favorable for the crop, but in some years it can be rare to find. Whenever we have good yielding conditions, that I mean more rainfall, cooler temperatures during the grain filling period, which combined make the plant put more starch in the grain, and so it dilutes whatever protein amount we have out there.
That was Romulo Lolato, K-State wheat specialist, discussing the potential shift towards higher quality protein in the wheat industry. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a very nice Monday, and it's going to be a great Monday here at Beatra 77 Livestock. We'll fire away at 10 o'clock here this morning. In the cattle news, last week's cattle trades ended up with a 164 to 165, 265 in the carcass. Well, with a 10 o'clock start, we're going to roll to high noon. And that high noon is going to be a busy time. We've got square bales, and we have 199 round bales of hay. We've got 18 bales of the big squares. And, folks, we got little squares. So if you have a need for hay in square or round bales, be in Beatrice at 12 o'clock noon. In the square bales, there's 10 alfalfa, also 48 alfalfa, fourth and fifth cut. In the brome, there's 75. In the straw, there is 15. Well, here's the start of 199 round bales in the round alfalfa, 12, second cut. Another 10, second cut, that weighs 1,700. 12 at third cut, there's 6 at third cut. In the round prairie, there's one group of 7, 7, and 7. In the round brome, there's 11 and 15. In the round brome, there's 4 groups of 8, very good hay. In the round brome, excellent hay, 8, that weigh 1,850. In the round grass, there's 10, another 5 round grass, another 10 round grass that weigh 1,400. And in the round grass, a group of 7 and 7. In the square grass, 3 by 4 by 8, there's 9 square bales that weigh 1,360, 9 bales that weigh 1,335, 11 bales of round rye, there's 14 round corn stalks, and there's round CRP at 8. And this all will start at 12 o'clock noon. In the cattle department, there's 3 black bull and heifer bottle calves. They're going to be 2 weeks to 3 weeks old in the family department. There's 7 black families, short, solid, to broken mouth, black calves, 2 weeks old. In the feeder cattle, Jason Meyer out of Roca has got Jersey Angus cross again, boys. They're just pretty darn good-looking cattle. 40 Jersey Angus cross steer and heifers, weaned, home-raised, 600. Well, Slaban out of Tabrock's got 9 black and red OCV heifers are going to be weaned and vaccinated at 800 pounds. Burnett out of Steiner's got two groups of cattle. There's 8 and 6. They're going to be black and red bulls and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 550. Phil Kirby out of Douglas, 6 black heifers weighing 550. Don Yersa out of Milford's got 9 black and red steer and heifers are weighing back 400 to 500. Bankhauser Brothers out of Humboldt has 33 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to have an October vaccination, 500 to 700. Doug Klaus out of Odell, 16 red bull and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 5 to 550. Don Mitchell out of Fairbury, 30 black baldy bull and heifers, 30-day weighing, 450 to 550. Jeff Dutzman out of Pickrell has got a great set of background heifers. There's going to be 64, no implants. They're going to weigh 775 to 850. Banahan Brothers out of Steel City, always excellent cattle, 60 black heifers backgrounded, 850 to 875. Detweiler Farms out of Summerfield's got 70 black steers. They're weaned back. They're going to weigh 550 to 7 and a quarter. Zobek out of Milligan, 29 red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 650 to 7 and a quarter with the wean and a vac. Jerry Keir out of Weimar's got 30 black and red steer and heifers. Weaned back 6 and a quarter, 650. Robin Winslow out of Steiner, 8 black and red yearling steer and heifers, 8 to 900. And Mr. Harder out of Crab Orchard's got 38 Hereford bull and heifers, 30-day wean weighing 4 to 700. We'll certainly catch more cattle here today. We also have one black first calf bred heifer. We'll pull a preg and a vac on her also, or a preg and so forth on her. And that will be right there at the baby calf time. So, folks, come up and see us here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, 223-3571. And certainly have a great day and keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
731 from KNDY, 18 degrees at sunrise. Be about 10 degrees below seasonal highs with middle 40s expected for your Monday.
Looking for a promising cash crop for your small farm? The story of one unconventional plant that's trending big time on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 27th, the 86th day of the year. Actor and director Quentin Tarantino has a birthday, and the first cherry blossom trees were planted in Washington, D.C. on this day in 1912. Here's one of the most surprising developments in small farming we've come across recently. One cash crop that's been increasingly popular for U.S. producers is bamboo. It's not just a tropical plant. Many varieties can be grown in climates as harsh as New England's. And while the plant does produce edible shoots, the primary U.S. market is in landscaping. Bamboo is easy to maintain, and it stays green through the winter. It's most commonly used as a hedge, a screen, or a shade plant. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's the end of the line for college basketball in the state of Kansas after the 3-seed Kansas State Wildcats made it to the Elite Eight but fell to the number 9-seed Florida Atlantic Owls on Saturday with a final score of 79-76.
Plenty of time on the clock here.
What an incredible job he's done. Kansas State was picked last in the Big 12 to start the year. Keontae Johnson, that's one of their big gets. Keaton Noel averaging over 17 a game.
The Owls were off to a strong start at the beginning of the game, putting 42 points on the board for the first half, but it was also a strong game for both Marquise Noel and Naquan Tomlin, as Noel ended up putting 30 points on the board for the game with 40 minutes to play, with 3 rebounds and 12 assists. Tomlin had 14 points. Keontae Johnson put 9 on. Overall, Kansas State was 46.6% of field goals, 45% with 3-pointers, and had a 66% rate for their free throws. The Owls move on to take on the number 5 San Diego State Aztecs in the Final Four.
KNDY.
If you don't get in the water, you're never gonna learn to swim. He said a snake is just as scared of you as you are of him. He could tell by the moon when the fish would bite. Seems there was nothing that he didn't know. And as a kid I believed, 'cause Grandpa told me so. He talked Daddy into letting me have my first car. I thought I was really something, but Becky Thompson broke my heart. That first taste of love nearly did me in. Getting old for her was slow, and I knew someday I would, 'cause Grandpa told me so. He said life is made for you to live. The best love is the love that you give.